try, I'll give him that. But he had no rhyme, no reason. Home wasn't such a pleasing scene. Using stupid Sunday papers, what do you know? What do you see? Morgan the Abyss, and my God, isn't he the Queen of England with a crown and everything? He's the Queen of England. Who'd have thought he could have been to be the Queen of England? He must have set him quite a test to be the Queen.
Reno's Men, Morgan Yavis. You know, my own mommy told me that I wasn't going to make it. She was on the phone the other day, and she's not feeling well, which is really horrible, because, you know, you have to prepare for everything when you're going away for 4 days, and when I heard she wasn't well, and that didn't sit too good with me. But she wants me to make it, but she said, like, oh, I don't know, Glenn, you're not going to be able to stay up that long. We'll show her. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. Now we have all sorts of space on our, what do they call that, computer stuff that allows you to watch it on the home with the video. You know, now the stream is awesome, so you can check us out anytime, check the video out, and see what's going on in the studio. Watch us as we deteriorate, or as I deteriorate. We'd like to thank Oven Digital and Real Networks for that. Also, thank Chris T for giving up that last time slot that we just took over through his graces. We'll see who's not going to make it, Mommy. Listen to this one. This one here is Bill Conti with Gonna Fly Now. Now, when's the last time you heard Jonesy go on the air and say, Bill Conti, gonna fly now? Jonesy. What else we got here? More emails from Cato, Joe, and Jane in Chicago. Good friends, longtime listeners. Jones, I don't know about you, but I've always noticed that a shot of Jim Beam every 5 hours keeps me awake. We will be following your marathon this weekend. Take care. From Chicago. I guess they're listening on the internet. Larry in Portland. Yes, I'm writing another email, but you really hit a warm spot in my heart with that. Now that I'm in Portland, Oregon, I am in Taylor Ham denial. How about playing Pork Roll, Egg, and Cheese by Ween for us New Jersey expatriates who miss Taylor Ham? We'll see if we get to it. I hope so. Best wishes from Sunny Bitch. And please play Cult Hero for us if you can. I believe I brought the 45 of that, actually. Be strong, man. There's no other way to be successful at anything. From Alan. P.S. Now I'm going to take a nap. One of us needs to be fresh. Are you nuts? Christ, slow it down if you gotta. Who am I? Wah. I only got 2 sleeps last night, and I'm feeling it. Wah. Now, this is, he's making fun of me, so I should read it in the voice that he means it. This is from the lawyer, Lindsay, L.A. Martin, who's been working on this pretty much since day one. And let's see. Okay, are you nuts? Christ, slow down if you gotta. Who am I?
Wah, I only got 2 hours sleep last night and I'm feeling it. Wah, I haven't been drinking since Sunday except for that margarita with dinner on Tuesday. Wah, I'm gonna be long. It's gonna be a long weekend. Wah, I don't usually eat fruit. Wah, are we there yet?
Lindsay says, by the way, you looked fantastic on the Today Show. Real pretty, like some sort of bastard child of Barnabas Collins. I think Katie was way into you. Really. Don't worry, she'll be back. Oh, yeah, heard the Simmons interview. Excellent. He loved you, too, as we all do. I don't think Gene Simmons loved me, actually, but nice of you to say. And Bri says, I don't know if you're into the natural stuff, but wheatgrass, ginseng, vitamin B, multivitamins are all good to boost. Don't know if you crash hard when you're coming off that stuff, but wheatgrass and ginseng are real zingers. Good luck. Yeah, we can't take anything that we crash hard off of, actually, because that's a concern. As is anything that changes my system, since I can't use the bathroom whenever I please. So, thanks for all the advice. But this has been a media circus, man. I just got word that some company who makes some sort of energizing product is like FedExing over a box of it for tomorrow. Scott was telling me that we're gonna have I forget who told me that, but we're gonna have a box of this stuff tomorrow. And so we're all going to be cranked up on the energy stuff. We'll have enough for the whole room. And that should be a stone gas. And here, what else we got? Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Machines sprung from cages on Highway 9 for
Jonesy. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, which Congressman Bob Franks, I think that's his name, right? When we interviewed him earlier, he told me that he was behind making that the state anthem many years back, which, you know, as much as I love Bruce, even I wouldn't say that you should do that. But that's what the man said. That's what he said. That's what he said. I heard him say that. That's what the man said. I heard the man say that. Alrighty. This next one here is by the Ramones. And this is Ramones on 45 from the Stars on 45 series, which became popular, I guess, in the late 70s. And it was first a Beatles issue. Beatles on 40, Beatles Stars on 45, and it was like a pumped up remix of a bunch of Beatles songs mixed together, and it became a huge hit, but I never heard it again. And after it became a huge hit, it became popular to do that Stars on 45 kind of thing, to take like a group's body of work and to put it all into one mega mix. And they did it with the Ramones, Ramones on 45. And I've had this for a few years now, and I remember playing it on the jukebox at Fatso Fogarty's on Ridge Road, along with the Beatles version. And, you know, I thought it was all right. I liked it, even though, as I said earlier, I don't go much for mega mixes. But since the passing of Joey Ramone, when I listen to this, it's like a whole different thing, man. I really like it. I really, really like it. This is the top 40 hit they never had. And this is the Ramones. Ramones on 45.
Bam, 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 bam. I want a piece of it. Bam, 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 bam. I want a piece of it. Bam, 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 bam. I want a piece of it. Bam, 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 bam. I want a piece of it.
Thank you.
Now, fess up, man. Isn't that cool? Isn't that really cool now that Joey's passed on and you listen to that? No matter what you think of remixes. Here we go, some email. Jonesy, I think we met at the Loop. I'm Bill, Kenny Fusion's friend, follower of the Mighty Chump Pot. How about playing some? If not, can you play me the old FM Chestnut the Wind by Circus Maximus? I'll see what I can do there. You rock, Jones. You have admirers listening to your hot, sexy voice. So let's read this one again. You rock, Jones! You have admirers listening to your hot, sexy voice. Keep it up, baby. Oh, I'm going to keep it up, baby. I'm going to keep it up till Tuesday. Your loving admirer, Ida. I used to fight with a girl named Ida who lived across the street from me on Duke Street in Kearney for many years. In fact, I pulled a knife on her once, man. I wonder if it's the same Ida. I was playing in the yard. She'd make fun of me relentlessly, and she was older. She was a friend of my sister's. Made fun of me relentlessly, a member of the Atwell family who lived directly across the street. And Ida was making fun of me one day, and I said, you don't stop making fun of me. I'm gonna get a knife. I'm going to stab you. And I was like 5 or 6, or, you know, maybe even younger. And she continued to make fun of me. I walked in the kitchen. My mom was doing the dishes. I opened up the cabinet, the drawer, and reached in. And I pulled out a big-ass steak knife, man. And I started marching towards the door with a steak knife in my hands. And my mother screamed at me, where the hell are you going? And I'm going to stab her. And I ran outside, and my mother had to chase me and wrestle the knife away from me. And they hardly ever punished me for things, but somehow pulling knives on the neighborhood children was just a little too much for my mother. That was one of two times I pulled a knife on somebody. When I was in, I think it was fourth grade or something like that, fourth grade, somewhere around there, I went to Freehold Raceway on Helmet Day, and I got this helmet that had a funny little horse on it with a harness driver and a whip. And it was just a silly little sticker on top of the helmet. It looked really silly, and I was wearing it around because I had just gotten it on freebie day. And I walked out to the ice cream truck, and this big bruiser kid who lived next door, who was actually like, he was like in eighth grade or something, and I was just a kid, started making fun of me, ridiculing me. And I happened to be wearing my brother's utility knife of some sort, like a hunting knife that I put on my belt loop because I wanted to act cool, and they let me play like that. And I actually went to pull the knife out on the kid, and my brother grabbed me. My brother, the con, who's in prison right now, grabbed me and dragged my ass in the house and took the knife away and was very upset with me. But anyway, that big bruiser kid chased me home from school for 6 years after that. This is when I lived on Tappan Street in Kearney, one of the numerous times I lived there. The kid chased me home numerous times, and he once tried to drag me into an alley to do God knows what to me. When I was just a wee lad, and again, he was like 4 or 5 grades ahead of me, and I was a jerk off for pulling a knife, but you're making fun of a little kid. So, joke's on him. I hear he had a heart attack and dropped dead at 30. Hey, Jones, who will save rock and roll? Guess it's you. Good luck, says Jeffrey. Thank you. Jonesy, a.k.a. Mr. Casual. Hey, this is from Todd. I've been listening all day, and the show's been great. You picked a perfect time to break this record, Memorial Day. When we remember our fallen soldiers... For a soldier of radio, give him hell, Jones. Enjoy the sponge bath.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy the sponge bath.
Ken Friedman's going to give me a sponge bath at 9 a.m. on Sunday. You be there. And Sue Braun brought the sponges, actually. And she told me I'm going to get washed in special places, which is really cool. The comfort.
Let's take a look at this.
The comfort bath. Free rinse cleanser and moisturizer. Has aloe and vitamin E. It's a big sponge. And it's already wet. Yeah, oh, boy, this is cool. And it tells you how to do it. You use one washcloth. Oh, it's numerous washcloths for each body area, and then discard. Clean as follows. First the face, neck, and chest, and then the right arm, left arm, then the perineum, which I didn't know what that was, and I had to ask Sue Braun. And she didn't mince words, man. Woo, she didn't mince words. And in fact, Chris T has given me a gift, one of the many gifts I've received here, which is a replacement for one of the words that she used. Chris T has given me a box of Benoit. What are these things? No, it's not. What are these called?
Those are chrome-plated brass balls.
Chrome-plated brass balls, which are those things. You know, I could be like Quigley or whatever his name is in the Kane Mutiny Court-Martial, which I think I'm going to play with later. I'm going to play with my balls. Jonesy, on the radio. It's not even that far into it. Listen to the way I'm talking. I'm talking like a bad boy. And then Friedman's going to do my right leg, my left leg, my back, and my buttocks. So that's very nice. And also, for my own hygiene purposes, Sue brought me the fingertip toothbrush, which you put, this is amazing, you put it at the end of your fingertip, and it's like a round, circular, blue, spongy-looking thing that looks like a fungus that's growing on my walls in the past. You put it on the edge of your finger, and you rub your teeth with it, and you can brush your teeth with your finger. What will they think of next? I love that. I think I might use the sponge bath to bathe myself before Friedman even gets here, because it sounds so exciting. Dear Glenn Jones, all the best. Keep chugging for all those freaks who did not give up the fight. I like that. Never back down to the man. Great music. P.S. My kids, who are 11 and 8, love when you go crazy on Sundays. Russ, play Cheap Trick from the next position for us. Hiya, Glenn. Well, at least one-tenth of the journey is over. The beginning is always the most difficult. The end seems so far away. Don't yet worry about the many hours ahead. Take 1 hour at a time, one song at a time. Tomorrow morning at 9, you'll be nearly one-third of the way through, for your journey will be well underway. When the quest seems futile and you begin to question your reasons for taking on the massive assignment, just remind yourself of how you will feel the next day when you kick back with a beer in one hand and a spliff in the other, knowing you own one of the coolest entries in the legendary Guinness Book of World Records. Yes, the journey will be tough, but the rewards will be worthwhile. Everybody is with you all weekend, day and night. Glenn, do what you do best, into the record books. This is an amazing event we put on here, man. I mean, this was just supposed to be a stunt, and this has grown out of proportion with hundreds of emails that sometimes make me want to cry, and a tremendous, tremendous show of media attention. Incredible. Tonight, you can see us on Warner B, Channel 11 News, in the 10:30 segment. They just did some B-roll. They didn't have a reporter. Channel 9 in the 10:30 segment of their local news. So we'll be on, like, both channels at the same time. So it'll be one of those things where you're flipping the channel around, and, like, you can't make the fat guy go away. Jonesy's on every station. And also on Channel 12, the New Jersey news station, on their 10 p.m. local news. And even bigger things planned on Monday, when we'll be on the Today Show at 8 a.m. And CNN will be here live with us when we break the record. CNN live here in the studios. It's incredible, man. There's no way I'm walking out of here. Would you? Ah, I'm tired. Anyway, I think we have a song next. Yes, here's a song. We have Alice Cooper's Levity Ball, speaking of balls. Stay tuned. We're going to break that record. Learn that poem.
I got my invitation to the annual levity ball, saying the location was within my mirrored hall. Walking in my room, I found that I had nothing to find. I got into my evening wear and left my clothes behind. I sat down on a stairway, 7 hours at a time, writing all of this poetry that I knew would never rhyme. The memory I knew I must have had when I came in was off somewhere in places where I've never ever been. Thank you.
where I'll never ever be.
Still standing, and I am standing actually still. I don't know why. I guess I'm out of my mind, I guess. Here is Manu Dibango, Sol Mikosa, man. I stole the single from my sister, and it kicked ass, man, when disco ruled. And you certainly wouldn't have heard disco on WFMU back in those days. And I guess for good reason, you know. I guess there was a reason for that, but you're going to hear it today. Here it is, Sol Mikosa, Manu Dibango. Dig it, man. I love this one.
Mama ku, mama sama, kuma kosa. Mama ku, mama sama, kuma kosa. Mama ku, mama sama, kuma kosa. Mama ku, mama sama, mama kosa. Sumaye. Mosoma, mosoma. Coma, 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 coma. Tanga tibo, ombusa tanga, nelsa makosa. Alumuna, sisiao, yasa makosa.
Amuna yeye, amuna yeye, koma, sama kosa. Tanga tanga, kumbusa tanga, ne sama kosa. Nika so. Mama ko, mama sama, kuma kosa. Mama ko, mama sama, kuma kosa. Mama ko, mama sama, kuma kosa.
There's a million Makossas, but that's the best one. Manu Dibango, every album he's got, like, some African Makossa and, you know, Brazilian Makossa, coffee Makossa, and all kinds of stuff. But we love that one. Some more emails. Keep them coming in at jones@wfmu.org, and check out the website now, which has been updated just recently in the last hour or so, and contains photographs and stuff from the course of the day of things that went on here when Richie the Barker and Bargain Bin Burke were captaining the ship couple of shifts ago. And check out the website, www.wfmu.org/Jones. Click your way around, and you can see what's going on. You'll also check us out on the streaming video, which we thank Oven Digital and Real Networks for. And you can at any time tap in and check us out and take a look at us, see what we look like, what's left of us. You notice how I've stripped off the coat and my shirt has begun to fall from my my pants. My belly's begun to stick out over the pants as they peel down. That's what you'll see. Dear Glenn, you have struck out the side in the first inning. You're on the road to glory. Love the O'Reilly girls. Thank you. Glenn, I just volunteered for Saturday from 3 a.m., actually Sunday morning, till 9. You will get to see my beautiful face for 6 hours. What do you want me to bring? Coffee, donuts, Sopranos tapes? Yes. What? Homemade turkey soup with either noodles or rice. My uncle Tupelo, Sonvolt, and Wilco material. My youngest daughter. All my boots, grilled shrimp or ribs off my Barbie. The opossum that I will trap tonight in my Have a Heart trap. My two guitars, a clown costume. Bring the clown costume, man. Bring the clown costume. Of all those things, the one thing that'll be the coolest when I'm hallucinating, on Saturday night at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we have two witnesses here at all times, and they parade this guy in, and he comes in here with a clown costume on, and he sits down and starts logging songs. I think that would be perhaps one of the cooler things that will happen to me over the course of the weekend. So I implore you, Rob and Kinnelin, to please bring your clown costume for your shift when you serve as witness to this spectacular event. Hey, Senor Jones, I'm here in Los Angeles, just below the Hollywood sign, listening online to your epic adventure. Wow, man, that's romantic. You'll do it, and I'll be listening as much as I can, which brings me to the request part of my email. While you're breaking one record, why not break two? How about seeing how many covers of Louie Louie you can play over the next couple of days? It's a great song, guaranteed to keep you awake and thinking straight. Dear Jonesy, maybe there's a short circuit in my brain somewhere, but nothing makes me lose interest in a project like mushy words such as, I know you can do it. Like, if you know I can do it, why should I bother? So, of course, nothing fills my heart with determination like harsh discouragement. So with this in mind, I say, are you crazy? You won't even make it to 48 hours. You aren't ready for this. You should just give it up now because you'll never make the record. I will be listening just to hear you fail, and if you get a chance, would you play They Might Be Giants Whistling in the Dark for me? Longtime fan, Vanessa. Thank you, Vanessa. Here's the AP story that went out earlier today. Jones is on the AP wire, man. That's great. And they just keep on coming in. Jones at WFMU.org/Jones. This feels so like such a fundraising atmosphere, such a marathon atmosphere that I'm surprised I don't hear constant ringing in the background. Like I should hear phones ringing or something. Here are the Moonglows with 10 Commandments of Love. Harvey Fuqua and the Moonglows. Harvey Fuqua, of course, went on to work with Marvin many years after that. The Moonglows, man. This is one of the greatest songs, greatest love songs that you will ever hear.
One, I shall never love another.
I shall never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Take happiness with the heartaches.
Take happiness with the heartaches.
And go through life wearing a smile.
And go through life wearing a smile.
And oh, how happy we will be. We keep the 10 commandments of love. Thou shalt always have faith in me.
Thou shalt always have faith in me.
In everything I say and do.
In everything I say and do.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Until our life on earth is through. Oh, how happy we will be if we keep the 10 commandments of love. Love, oh sweet love, it's oh so grand. You will find since the beginning of time, it has rooted in all the land. Come to me when I am lonely.
Come to me when I am lonely.
Kiss me when you hold me tight.
Kiss me when you hold me tight.
and gentle.
Treat me sweet and gentle.
And always do what's right. You know how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love. Oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love.
Of love.
Jonesy, this one here is Laverne Baker's Tomorrow Night.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Read some emails, man. That'll keep me happy, right? Jonesy, hi there. Oregon checking in again. Everyone in Oregon is jazzed about your record attempt. I kind of doubt, like, everybody in Oregon's jazzed about the record attempt. They're all sitting on the internet. It is special for me because it's FMU. Like meeting someone else on the West Coast that knows what Taylor Ham is. I would suggest that you try drinking some Verda Mate. It's a mild stimulant and makes me really aware. I am drooling away at some Excel spreadsheets all day, and it really helps me focus. Listening to you is like being home in Jersey. Keep it up.
I gotta keep it up. Oh, yeah. I gotta keep it up all along for 4 days.
I can relate to the Freeform Radio because it is the ultra-rural hippie counterculture community that I live in. We have a pirate radio station here, and I'm really bopping my head to BTO. Best regards, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Fleshkin checks in again. Bernie Fleshkin, my agent. Just checking in. I see that you're still smiling. Good. The interviews sound good, and the music choice is choice. Hang in there and drink in the glory, babe. Remember Fleshkin from WBAI? Bernie Fleshkin's rock and roll dance party comedy extravaganza. Hanging in the, what is this? Hanging in there, dude. It says, hanging in there, dude. Methinks Jonesy is too young to remember Roger Dangerfield on FMU back in about 67 or 68, but you're sounding like him today. That's good. I'm humbled by that remark. He played all Beatles. Oh, yeah, I heard about that guy. Man, Scalzi used to tell a story all the time about how he stole the White Album from the department store, from Corvettes or something like that, before it was issued, and premiered it on WFMU. The White Album was actually premiered on these airwaves so many, 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 many years ago. And he used to play the Beatles all the time. Where the heck is he today? As I used to say to my daughter, scratch a record, kid. His daughter's a DJ. Knock him out, Jonesy. There's another guy who used to play the MC5 all the time. Do it. Do it. Yeah. And that's from one of our buddies here. Godspeed, you magnificent bastard. Listening in Ridgewood the old-fashioned way, on the radio, which also might make a decent request, the cheap trick song, all the rock DJs. Got their fingers on the world because they play the songs that make you and me feel so good. John. Thank you, John. Nick writes, Jonesy, you can do it. Persevere. Bust that record. Do it. We're counting on you. I'm counting on me too, man. This is something I got to do. I've got no choice. It's not as though I have an option. This is just something that has to be done. And when it is done, I can rest and I can drink and I can do whatever the hell I want. But it's something that must be done. I felt that way since day one, since Ken Friedman emailed me a wire story about a cat in Malaysia who attempted the record. I felt that way since that day, and the day is upon us that I must deliver. I have been obsessed by this since learning about it, and I have no choice but to stay here. I will not walk away, and I will drop dead before I do. I guarantee you friggin' that I will drop dead on these airwaves. You don't want to miss that, do you? You want to miss the guy when he drops friggin' dead on the airwaves? And not because, like, it was his time, as they say, because he wanted it that way, because he had no other choice. You stay tuned, man. I could drop dead at any time. Friedman had a greatest quote in one of these press stories that's on the website, www.wfmu.org/Jones. He said, Jones always said that he wanted to die on the air, and this was the quickest way we could do it. I generally only listen to FMU for JM and the AM, but when Nakam said you were planning to break the world's record, I thought I would listen. Great music. Too bad no Roundabout or Stairway to Heaven could give you a few minutes to catch some Z's. Watching the video stream when I'm near the computer. Hal. Thank you, Hal. Cool, man. We've taken over Nakam's audience. Yay. That is the final frontier. Now we have, next we have a record, and that record is Barry White's I've Got So Much to Give, and I'm going to give it all.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or nothing's gonna go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them wanna just keep it. Just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. No way. I know that our love is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me. Broke your heart and blew your mind. Not here. No, not here. And my, oh my, girl, can you see that I've got so much to give to you, my. It's gonna take a lifetime. It's gonna take years. To you, my dear, I've got so much to give. It's gonna take my lifetime. It's gonna take years and years and years. And I'll fill you well, your hopes, your dreams. Believe me, girl, you got everything right here, right here. No one could offer you more than the love I have for you in store. It's here, all here. And believe me, baby. We found a certain thing, a certain feeling. But let's two people express themselves as they feel. Let your love flow inside of you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, baby.
Jonesy, here are the Rolling Stones, Out of Time. WFMU Starnes, WXHT Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still mad. You're out of touch, my baby.
out. Out of there without a doubt, 'cause baby, 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 you're out of town. The girl who wants to run away discovers that she's had a date. It's no good, you're thinking that you're all still married. You're out of touch, my baby, my poor unfaithful baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, there without a doubt, 'cause baby, 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 you're out of town. You thought you were a clever girl, giving up to a social world, but you can't come back, be the first in line. Oh no, you're obsolete, my baby. Baby, I said, baby, 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 you're out of town. Well, baby, 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 you're out of town. I said, baby, 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 you're out of town. Yes, you all left out. Baby, 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 you're out of town. Sing a song.
Jonesy, more emails.
That one.
Glenn, where do I begin? It's heartwarming to hear you read the support of your fans and friends. We are all confident that you will not only achieve your goal, but you will do it in the magical way that only you can do it, with the class, style, humor, and brilliance that is your trademark. The world is in for a special taste of your incredible powers this weekend. Thank you for bringing heart and soul back to radio. Gina, how's your sack holding up, my friend? 10 hours down, baby. Eat some kiwi fruit and slow your pulse down like the White Lotus would do. It will benefit you in the end. Need I tell you who this is from? That's from X-Ray. Thanks, X-Ray. Oh, here's another one from X-Ray. Excellent. At one time, your mother was wrong when she said you would make it, so I bet she is wrong when she says you won't make it now. I will take care of her should anything untoward happen. This I pledge. X-Ray. Thank you, X-Ray. You should go take care of her now, man. Like, call her up and see if she needs anything, because my sister's out of town for the weekend in the vineyard, and Mommy's alone. So, just telling the audience out there, in case anybody wants to attack, like an elderly lady. Dear Jonesy, go get him. Love, Chris T. Thank you, Chris. Glenn, I'll be down in a little while to finish what we started at the Armory Record Fair. I'll just wait until you're at your lowest ebb and clobber you once and for all. Fusco. This came in at 4:17 and Fusco has a chair. Now that would be cool if somebody just took me out, man. Or the people, the volunteers who were cooking for me, if they just poured some barbiturates in it without telling me, and I just went to sleep never knowing that somebody had finished me off. And I would always think it was just because I didn't have it in me. I,